taking some moments to stand and ground ourselves through our feet, supported by the earth. You might care to place your feet about hip width apart. Create that little pelvic tilt, the bending of the knees, the pelvic tilt so the knees are soft. And roll your shoulders up, back, and down. Let's engage with that a few times right away, because they're so often curved forward. You can do any of this sitting as well. And then one last time, up, back, and downwards. And just check that you feel balance through the body. Feet and legs, up through the torso, the shoulders and arms, and the head nicely balanced on the neck. Letting the eyes just gaze out softly at the horizon. And just breathe here for a moment, feeling whole body breathing and standing in this lovely, grounded, balanced way. Noticing too with the rolling of the shoulders and letting the shoulder blades drop at the back, that the chest at the front is uplifted and open. Breathe into that. And you might even have a sense with that posture of feelings of courageous poise. And then bringing attention to, again, to the face and head with the eyes looking out at the horizon or slightly up. Breathe into that. And notice if it gives you a little bit of uplift, a little sense of perspective, a big view. Literally and figuratively. And so paying very good attention to body posture. It affects the mind heart most profoundly. So we can stand in a way that's grounded, that's balanced, that's poised, and has a big view. And with a friendly awareness, just noticing your body and noticing what your body is needing from this place of some stillness and groundedness and balance. What does it need? A particular stretch, a particular movement. And taking a couple of minutes to engage in the needs of your body. So each of us doing whatever we may need. Responding compassionately and mindfully. Really bringing the attention into body as body and letting go of any discursive commentary about body or anything else. Keep coming back to body. This is how we transform any kind of movement or stretch into a mindfulness practice. We bring that intention to it. We keep coming back to the present moment through the body. And if you're uncertain about movements to engage in, you're welcome to follow me. And breathing in and raising the arms straight up overhead, if that's helpful for you. And just feeling that full body stretch from the ankles all the way up. Can you pull up your kneecaps, your pelvis, all the way up through the arms and look out with a big view and breathe. And then inhaling and bending to one side while the bottom is tucked in, feeling the stretch along one side. Inhaling upwards and exhaling to the other side. Inhaling upwards and slowly exhaling the arms downwards. When they get to the bottom, roll your shoulders up, back and down a few times. Breathe with it. And let's try the other direction, up, forward and down. And so that we don't end up with our shoulders curved forward, up, back and down, flattening the shoulder blades to the back. Standing nice and tall, back into that mountain pose. Grounded, balanced, poised, with a big view. And breathing. Taking care of the neck very carefully, you might care to clasp your hands behind your back, gently bringing chin to chest, making little semicircles across the front of your chest, not bending backwards. Gradually bringing an ear towards a shoulder and holding it, adjusting your clasp as is helpful. And breathing. Letting go of comparing mind, how your body once was, how it was yesterday versus today versus someone else. Just this moment, this body, here it is. When you're ready, slowly, slowly, gently, releasing that, few more semicircles in front of the chest, and gradually making your way to the other ear, to the other shoulder, and adjusting your clasp at the back as is helpful, and breathing. And as you're ready, slowly, slowly, gently, gently, releasing the clasp, letting your head go back and forth in those little semicircles, loosening up the neck again. And then making your way back to center, raising your chin back up to neutral, and roll your shoulders up, back and down, back into mountain. Checking that the knees haven't become locked. Placing palms on your thighs and doing a little rotating of the knees so that you are massaging, as it were, not only the knees, but the soles of the feet. Little circles in one direction, little circles in the other direction. And again, you can do some version of this sitting as well, as need be. And back to center and standing, unlocking the knees, placing the feet a little wider than hip width apart, and we'll give the hips a little rotation, first in one direction, so the feet are forward and stable. And then rotating in the other direction. And then back to center. Walk your feet in back to hip width. Feeling the soles of the feet unconditionally supported by the earth. Knees unlocked, the pelvic tilt, shoulders up, back and down, the head gently balanced and erect on the neck, and feeling whole body breathing like a mountain. And then noticing if there's any place within your body that needs a little more attention. And taking this last minute of mindful movements to attend to that with movement or stretch. And when you're done with that, come back again into mountain and just check how you're doing. Notice if you're a little more present, a little more in your body. And if you have more time on your own, you might extend this practice to more movements, more mindful movements. Bringing a friendly awareness to everything that unfolds in the body. And listening to the bells to finish as we go into mindful walking.